We know that one day Jesus will return and consummate God's kingdom on earth. He will judge all rival powers and authority and fully establish his earthly reign. And as we look at Scripture, it's evident that Jesus' future return ought to impact the way we live at the present time. But when is Jesus coming back? And what should we be doing in the meantime?
When would Jesus come back, and what should we be doing in the meantime? Well, right off, let me tell you that he is coming back. Just like he left, he's coming back. When he's coming back, we don't know. Anybody that would try to apply a date, a time to it would be in error, because the Father didn't tell. The Word of God doesn't say when he's coming back, but it does say that he is coming back. So when we think about that, Jesus, after he was resurrected, hung around here for 40 days, and he was revealing himself to the disciples and others to reaffirm them, to give them the reassurance that what he had said about his sacrificial death and his resurrection had come true. Then the cloud took him back, and now he sits on the right-hand side of Father God, and the Scripture says that he's interceding for us all now. So what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to just go to church on Sunday, go to midweek services, have church? Are we just to just wait for his return? Are we just to go in and hoard up all the physical things that we can? Are we to get all the monies and put them in bigger barns? Are we to just wait for him? No, that's a direction that he's given us, some directives, is that we are to be witnesses for Christ. We are to be busy about the work of the Lord. Interesting, Jesus said that, I come to do the will of my Father. And so that's our will, to do the will of the Father. And how do we do that? Yes, by maintaining church attendance, yes. By being on fire for the Lord, witnessing to everyone we come in contact with, yes. By making disciples of those who have just been new converts who've come in, assimilating them into the church to make them become in a snowball effect to be witnesses for Christ, yes, we are to be doing that. Yes, we are to be busy about growing, maturing in Christ. Yes, we are to be reading our Bibles and praying and having great communication with the Lord. Yes, we are to do all of those things. But more importantly, we are not to sit by idly waiting for him to come back. For the Bible says that he will come like a thief in the night. We know he's coming back. We don't know. It may be today. It could be tomorrow. The problem is for us not to count the days when he will come, because we don't know, but is to work while it's day. For night will come when no man can work.